From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. For a year and a half now, researchers at the University of Miami have been putting together a special kind of online map. It focuses on affordable housing. It shows where and what type of public and assisted housing exists in Miami-Dade County. The map just went public this week, and anybody who wants to can use it. Emily Eisenhower helped lead the project with the university's Office of Civic and Community Engagement. She says the hope is that it'll help people understand more about affordable housing in South Florida.
I mean, housing is one of the most critical challenges that we're facing at the moment. You know, every other week there's another article with Miami at the top of the list for the affordability gap between the cost of housing here and wages. And so, you know, we really need some new solutions, or we need to look at solutions that are happening in other places. This is really the first time that the information has been sort of all compiled in one place. Being able to visualize it is something that hasn't really happened before.
So what kind of stories does this data tell us that's maybe not apparent when you're saying, oh, this affordable housing unit is at X street and X avenue? What larger story does this map give us?
One of the things you can see if you click here on the different housing developments immediately is sort of where housing is clustered in Miami-Dade County.
So it's like downtown, Overtown, up in Liberty City, but then down, way down near Homestead along US 1, it looks like.
And then also where it's not located. So out here in the sort of the southern and western parts, where Kendall, West Miami, where there really is not a lot available, there's a reason for having affordable housing located near job centers, urban core, transit, you know, et cetera. But this is also telling us that there may be some need in other places as well. We can see here.
You just put on a filter saying, filter for anybody who will have their subsidies that are supporting that expire before 2020. So when you put that filter on, what's remaining are the ones that will not have funding in 2020. And yes, that's a significant amount.
Yeah. And there's an interesting cluster over here. A number of the housing developments in this particular area in East Little Havana have these expiry dates before 2020, and a lot of them are elderly developments. And so what that means is that when the expiration date comes up, the unit is potentially in danger of converting to market rate unit. And so trying to understand the dynamics of what's happening in the neighborhood, particularly in East Little Havana, where values are increasing quite rapidly, this is a cluster that probably needs some attention here.
And if you were managing one of the buildings, you might know that your subsidies are going away, but you wouldn't know that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, almost 15 in that area are going away.
Exactly.
Who do you hope looks at this? What do you hope is actually used out of this?
I guess we hope it's used by people who are interested in understanding housing and housing affordability better in Miami-Dade, and you know, data really helps drive strategies. So when you can look at data and see what's happening in an area, then you have some basis for figuring out where to prioritize resources. So housing providers, housing advocates, and community organizations generally, even that may not be specifically focused on housing, but housing is a concern if you're dealing with health, if you're dealing with youth, if you're dealing, you know, whatever your mission is, housing is also a part of that. And so, you know, this may help connect some of those dots between these different issues as well.
Emily Eisenhower, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
You can find a link to the new map at our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.